You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Central Time, we talk to a neuroscientist who says there's something to learn from the Amish community about immune health and mental health.
First, after Congress was sworn in this week, the GOP kicked off its effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Both Vice President-elect Mike Pence and President Obama held private meetings with fellow party members about the health care law that affects millions of Americans.
With Republicans in the majority, Democrats would have a hard time defending the law, and there are also plenty of questions about what will happen if Republicans do successfully repeal Obamacare, namely, what would replace it.
Rachel Bate is covering the battle over the health care law. She's the congressional reporter for Politico. Rachel, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So where does this effort by Republicans to repeal and replace Obamacare, where does it currently stand?
So much of the first week back in Congress, we're hearing a big messaging war going on Capitol Hill right now. As you mentioned, President Obama and Vice President-elect Mike Pence were on the Hill yesterday rallying with their respective parties. Basically, what we're seeing is they're trying to get their bases and their lawmakers revved up and trying to center on a message. Pence came and talked to Republicans about telling, quote, the truth to your constituents, which is that, according to him and according to Republicans, Obamacare has already failed. And they're talking about premiums skyrocketing, people being unable to pay for health care, basically saying that Democrats were the ones that screwed up the health care market. On the other side, we're seeing, obviously, President Obama talking with Democrats, trying to encourage them to protect the law as much as they can and to go out to the public and say, you know, if your health care goes bad from here on out, it's Republicans' fault. It's going to be their fault if things collapse. And they coined this new phrase that we're going to hear over and over and again, make America sick again, obviously drawing on President-elect Donald Trump's Make America Great Again.
It seems as though part of the difficulty for Republicans is that there are the rising premiums on the one hand. On the other hand, there are popular aspects to the law, like parents being able to leave grown children on their insurance until age 26 and protection for people with pre-existing conditions. So how would they plan, do you think, to weed out some of those but maybe leave in place more popular aspects?
So President-elect Trump and Republicans here on the Hill have both said that they're interested in keeping both of those provisions you just mentioned, the part about youngsters staying on their parents' insurance until they're 26 if needed, and then also the piece about pre-existing conditions and making sure people with severe health problems are not locked out of the insurance market. The issue we're having right now is Republicans have been talking about replacing Obamacare for years now, but they haven't put forward a specific plan, and that's what we're all sort of waiting for. We probably will not see their plan for a couple of months yet. However, we did get some news from Speaker Paul Ryan today at his press gallery. He talked a little bit about how their goal is to actually have this replacement plan done by the end of this year, which is pretty ambitious given that we're already seeing some Republican infighting on what this is going to look like this week, the first week of Congress.
What are the sticking points of the disagreements so far among Republicans?
Well, the first disagreement we're seeing sort of explode today on the Hill has to do with the budget. Basically, Republicans, before Trump is inaugurated, they're going to pass a budget. And basically what it would do is it unlocks a fast-tracking procedure that will allow them to repeal the law without any Democratic votes. And they need this tool in order to repeal it, right? They're trying to do it in the Senate, and there was one Senate Republican, firebrand Rand Paul, who said he's not going to vote for this. And the reason he said he's not is because he doesn't like that the budget doesn't cut enough money. Most Republicans on the Hill are saying, well, we'll worry about that in our next budget. This budget, we just want to make sure we can get that fast-track tool to repeal Obamacare. So what Rand Paul did when it looks like he's not going to be able to hold this up in the Senate where enough Republicans will vote for it to unlock the tool, he's going over to the House today to try to convince 45 House Republicans who are part of this rebellious House Freedom Caucus to vote with him to oppose the budget. And if they do that, they could pretty much stop the whole repeal process in its place. Now, I personally do not think that the Freedom Caucus is going to stand together to block this budget. If they did so, you can bet Donald Trump would be tweeting at them. Then there's going to be political havoc for them. They'll have constituents angry. You're blocking Obamacare repeal. I honestly just don't see that happening.
We're talking with Rachel Bade right now, congressional reporter for Politico. She's with us to give us the latest on what's happening on Capitol Hill as Republicans get underway trying to repeal Obamacare. And we were talking about visits to the Hill yesterday from Vice President-elect Mike Pence and President Obama. Do we know what President Obama had to say to Democrats yesterday? You talked about messaging. Did he have any tactical strategies for Democrats?
Well, tactically, Democrats are pretty much resigned to the fact that they can't really stop this. As long as the House and the Senate both pass this budget and unlock this fast-tracking tool like they're trying to do in the next couple weeks, they can pretty much repeal it. So what Democrats have to do is they have to become expert messengers, and they're pretty good at that already. So what you're going to see over the next few months, you're going to hear this phrase over and over again, make America sick again. Republicans want to make America sick again. And basically what they're going to be doing, you're going to see a lot of outside groups, probably a lot of outside spending, advertising against moderate Republicans whose constituents might be mad if they lose their health care. Democrats are going to try to pin any problems with the healthcare market on Republicans. So it becomes a messaging battle. And with that, what they're trying to do is build a grassroots movement that will basically stop the repeal and the death of Obamacare. But whether or not they'll be able to do that, that's going to be an uphill battle. I mean, I think that Republicans have been saying they're going to do this for years. And Trump, clearly, this was a huge platform that he ran on. And I think stopping that effort in its tracks is going to be very tough for Democrats.
Now, under the Affordable Care Act, the national uninsured rate fell to a record low of 9%. Given that, what are the major faults that Republicans would like to correct with a new system that they come up with?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the insured rate going down, because today at his press conference, Speaker Ryan was actually asked about, will Republicans replacement insure as many Republicans or as many Americans as the current system under Obamacare? And he pretty much deferred on that question and started talking about something related but not really answering it. Republicans have never said that they're going to insure as many people as Obamacare currently is. However, when you ask them, well, what happens to those 20 million people who have Obamacare right now? Are they going to lose their insurance? They always say, we are not going to sweep the rug out from underneath people. So we're hearing a little mixed messaging here. Republicans, we know some of the things they want to do with health care. One of the big ones they've been talking about for years is allowing people to buy insurance across state lines. Right now, it might surprise some people who don't follow health care policy, but you can only buy insurance that's in your own state. So that limits competition, which in theory would have prices higher. They think the idea of having you purchase insurance across state lines will drive prices down because Americans can pick any insurance company in the entire United States, which allows for more competition and, you know, more money in their own pocket.
What happens to healthcare markets as this shift begins to happen? We know it would happen over the course of years, but is there concern about what happens to the markets in the meantime during this era, which is bound to have at least some degree of uncertainty?
Absolutely. One of the things that we're hearing a lot of healthcare experts talk about and worry about is what happens when the Republicans repeal this. Let's say repeal is not going to take place for 2 years, which is pretty much the plan, 2 to 3 years. So say, you know, we're in June and the Congress has just passed a bill repealing Obamacare at the end of, you know, say 2018 or 2019. Will the health markets, will the insurance companies bail on the marketplace, the Obamacare marketplaces that are still continuing for 2 years? Should they do that, and a lot of experts think they will, insurance prices are just going to climb and totally skyrocket even further beyond what they currently have been doing. And that means that people on Obamacare, the whole idea behind Obamacare, affordable health care, will pretty much just unravel, and insurance, buying insurance on the marketplace, if these insurance companies are bailing, is going to be impossible for these folks who are low income and, you know, turning to this system to try to make sure they're insured.
And Rachel, just very briefly before we let you go, what is President-elect Donald Trump's role in all this as it unfolds?
So we learned yesterday, Mike Pence told Republicans that Trump on as early as day one, but more likely in a few weeks or months after he's inaugurated, is going to be doing some sort of executive actions to ensure a smooth transition of repeal. We're not really sure what that means at this point. It was the first time we had ever heard that Trump could potentially sign an executive document without Congress to make his own changes. Now, whether that is, shutting down, the insurance, the marketplace for Obamacare, or doing something with taxes or the individual mandate right now, if you don't, get insurance, you have to pay a steep penalty tax, maybe he gets rid of something like that. I mean, it's unclear what that looks like, and I think we're going to be finding out more what he could potentially do on his own in the next couple of weeks.
Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Rachel Bade, congressional reporter for Politico. She joined us to give us the latest on what's happening on Capitol Hill as Republicans begin their effort to repeal Obamacare.